From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota, and Ag News 890, also Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, the U.S. Trade Representative's office says no deadline has been set to finalize the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations that can't begin until mid-August. Officials from Mexico suggested that Mexico and USTR's Robert Lighthizer have agreed on a December 15th deadline to wrap up those negotiations. However, the USTR office told Politico this week no date has been set, but added, the sooner we can conclude negotiations, the sooner we can address the concerns of the president and the American people with NAFTA. By U.S. law, negotiations can begin 90 days after the USTR notifies Congress, which Lighthizer and the Donald Trump administration did May 18th. Mexico is eager to wrap up the negotiations quickly as the nation's facing an upcoming presidential election next year. And because of that, officials in Mexico say they cannot continue talks in 2018. Also, when it comes to what's going on inside agriculture, well, it looks like the U.S. House last week passed the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act, which would eliminate duplicate regulations relating to pesticide applications. Now, while applauding the bipartisan support for the act in the House, the American Farm Bureau Federation is now calling on the U.S. Senate to consider and pass the legislation. AFBF Senior Regulatory Relations Director Don Parrish says the act clarifies that pesticides are regulated by FIFRA, the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act.
A court, I think, mistakenly ruled a couple of years ago that the Clean Water Act was also required for the use of pesticides on, over, or near water. EPA already registers pesticides, so we really appreciate the strong bipartisan support for this legislation. It is eliminating duplicative and burdensome regulation where it's not needed.
And, of course, Parrish says the issue extends beyond farmers and ranchers.
This is something that is clearly not only creating problems for farmers and ranchers, but also creating problems for public health agencies where they have to control vectors and mosquitoes. So we think this is something that's needed. We think that it's something that's bipartisan, and we think this is something that clearly is a step in the right direction.
Now, the act now moves to the Senate. Parrish expects the legislation to be considered by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee.
We're going to have to do a lot of work there to make sure that this makes it into law. Whether we move it as an amendment to another piece of legislation or whether we move it as standalone, we've got to work very hard to make sure that we have 60 votes in the Senate.
Well, that's AFBF Senior Regulatory Relations Director Don Parrish. Well, the parent company of JBSSA will pay $3.2 billion in a settlement with Brazil over bribery and corruption charges. Meat Industry Publication Meeting Place reports the fine will be paid over 25 years and is the largest ever in a leniency agreement worldwide. The leniency agreement addresses the involvement of the company in a bribery and corruption scheme with Brazilian politicians, revealed by company executives in a plea bargain deal in April. Only the parent company of JBS, the J&F Holding Company, will be responsible for paying the fine, with a first payment expected in December. Now, earlier this year, Brazil indicted 63 people for their role in a corruption scheme within the nation's Ministry of Agriculture. Suspects in the case were charged with falsifying medical records and certificates, tampering with food products, conspiracy, and corruption. Allegations also included selling spoiled meat and injecting water to sell poultry at higher prices. Okay, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, BPI lawsuit against ABC, it's actually going to trial, and it sounds like that's going to happen next week. That's coming your way next.